Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. The Village Bakery in Haines Junction, Yukon is popular in the territory and beyond for hosting its summer evening salmon bake and concert series. Every Friday, with the majestic Oriole Mountain Range as the backdrop, bakery goers can revel in the succulent salmon barbecue accompanied by live music on the outdoor deck. Today we feature two solo performances by Whitehorse musicians. Our first performer is singer-songwriter Sarah McDougall, followed by Steve Slade. Originally from Malmuet, Sweden, Sarah McDougall called Vancouver her home for many years, but relocated to Whitehorse to balance her very demanding way of life touring internationally. The Yukon provides a bit of a break, she said, some peace, quietness, and nature. Despite her intense touring schedule, Sarah always manages time to perform at the Village Bakery. Sarah's unique style of music can be described as a fusion of traditional folk with sounds that can mimic Kate Bush or the Postal Service. She has twice won the Western Canadian Music Award for Roots Solo Album of the Year, in 2012 and again in 2015. Sarah has released three albums. Let's have a listen.
My name is Sarah McDougall. I'm here from Whitehorse. I'm going to play a few songs for you. It's really great to be back here. And this one is called Sometimes You Lose, Sometimes You Win. I believe, like believers believe.
you very much.
I have a newish record out. It's called Grand Canyon. And the next song was on that record. It's called The Story of Pippi and Lionheart. And it's inspired by Pippi Longstocking. I don't know if you know who she is, but she was very strong. And she was always my hero growing up. And she was written by a woman called Astrid Lindgren from Sweden. And she also wrote a story called The Brothers Lionheart. And this song is a song about wanting to be like them. Song is a song that I wrote when I first moved up here to the Yukon. It was written for a friend of mine who was always really down on herself and never thought she was worth anything. And I named it Permafrost.
Sailing.
From Sweden, and in the last few years, Sweden has been a little bit scarier than normal. There's a right-wing extremist party that's in the third biggest party right now over there, and a lot of things feel dark at the moment. Anyways, there was a neo-Nazi influenced sniper that roamed the streets of my hometown a few years ago, and he was biking around every night and shooting people with dark hair from behind. And when I was home, I didn't feel as safe as normal. So I did what I usually do, which is I wrote a song about it. And this one is called "I Want to See the Light Lost from Our Eyes."
In the middle.
Thank you. Oh, when I get high up enough that the sky almost falls down on me, and all the birds fly around checking out the ground, there's nowhere I'd rather be. I could go to Sweden or Mexico, but isn't it the same everywhere? And I would pick flowers for my lover if I wasn't here. But there's just one thing that I've been wondering as I'm flying up above. Where do we all go to rest when our days are done? Where do the birds go to die? I once saw one under a tree. I never saw fall down from the sky. When I go, I hope you'll be there with me. Go to Paris or Istanbul. I heard things are better over there. But who would dance with my lover in the rain if I wasn't right here in Haines Junction? But there's just one thing that I've been wondering as I'm flying up above. Do we all go to rest when our days are done? Where do the birds go to die? I once saw one under a tree. I never saw fall down from the sky. When I go, I hope you'll be there with me. Oh, when I go, I hope. Thank you very much. This one's called Malmö i mitt hjärta.
Dina tysta gott du tynger inte längre ner mig.